diversified else. Vibes.
Mm-hmm. Diversify your plate.
Diversify your palate.
Diversify your mind.
Diversify your life.
Diversify you.
Diversify or die.
Okay. I don't know. It was like good, but it was also a lot. Too much,
but yeah, that was powerful. Like,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Diversify or die.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area. Ooh. Yeah.
I'm Shaquoia D.
Badman Breezington here.
It's your boy Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time here, welcome. If this is not your first time here, welcome back. This is the Gray Area Podcast where we talk about regular life from a creator's perspective. We love to break down the fabrics of life because not everything is always black and white. And what does that mean in layman's terms? We have conversations about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, it could be life, it could be music, it could be movies, it could be food, it could be anything or nothing at all. Mm-hmm. We have interesting conversations and we love to inspire you guys to start your own interesting conversations by bringing you guys in on ours. How y'all feeling today?
I'm good. I'm Gucci.
Doing amazing. It's the best day of my life.
Yes. Shout out to Damani. It's his birthday today. Y'all gonna see this in a few weeks, but you know, it's his birthday today. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I just wanted to thank the Academy for this award of age. They try to tell me that it gets better with time. I agree.
Word.
You had to experience it first.
Of course. But yes, thank you.
Word.
Whew.
But I'm doing good as well. I'm a little bit tired, but I'm good. That's because I've been cooking. But I'm doing really good. I'm excited for today. And what are we talking about today?
Today we are talking about breaking generational curses. The generational curse that I am in the process of breaking is taking bad group pictures.
Hoo child. Like, man. Oh my gosh. Go ahead.
Man.
It's Ooh. Been all right. Say I took 100 group pictures. 95 of them was bad.
Bad in what way?
Like everybody not looking together. Or even if we just talking about me, I'll be looking like I don't care. Driving a Bentley Bentayga. Like I'll be taking pictures like I don't care about my life. But yeah, I'll be like, wow, that's me? I went outside like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I, in a similar fashion, a lot of the pictures, if I'm taking a group picture, it's like a 50% chance that I don't want to see it because I know everybody else probably got it together. And it may just be one little thing that I did. And I was like, dang. I didn't know he was going to say cheese at this point. Or I didn't know he was going to take the picture at that point. I was readjusting my face so that I can look more comfortable. And now I look like somebody punched me in my mouth. It's terrible.
I got to get some good camera people, too.
That, too.
They just be snapping the picture. Like, yeah. Hold on. And then sending the worst one. Everybody else be good except me. I was like,
I'm not even going to lie. This is a side note, but still on topic. I used to be so nervous when people used to ask me to take the picture, the group picture. Because I'm looking, I'm like, ooh, all right, this is a lot of pressure. I gotta make sure all right, everybody's in the frame. Is everybody in the frame? Cool. And it's like, it's so many people for me to look at. Let me just snap. Move to the left. Move to the right. Underneath. Up top. All right, y'all got something in there. It might work. Something in there might work.
You can't find at least one.
Yeah. What about you? I'm sorry.
I mean, I agree. I feel like the amount of group pictures or, like, a lot of the group pictures that I've been a part of, if it wasn't at an event, like a specific event where people had to dress up, a lot of them is like, we wasn't prepared to take this picture. We all look dusty. Or it was like, dang, I just don't know the next time I'm gonna see you. So let's get this picture real quick. Nobody was actually ready for this. Mm-hmm. Or like, you look awkward in it. Like you didn't give me enough time to figure out what I wanted to do with my hands. Okay. I just, I needed a moment, but I yeah, the group picture thing, it'd be wild though, because like
I didn't leave the house looking like this.
Exactly. Like when I left, I made sure I looked good. Like,
and then I'd be thinking, like, did y'all get me on my bad side? Is that what it was? Like, I know they talked about having a good side and a bad side. I'm looking like, I don't know. But then I'll look at it. And I'm like, you know, maybe it's both sides. Are both sides bad? Did I miss something? My eyes bad?
I feel like for me, more of my like really bad group pictures, for the most part, have been like the family group pictures.
Yes.
Because I was not ready. I came here to play. I didn't come here to take a picture after I already dirtied up my play clothes.
Or I came here to eat.
Right, I came here to eat and take a nap. I didn't come here to be taking pictures. Like, even as an adult, it'd be like, I just wanted to stop by and see my grandmother. I didn't know I needed to get dressed up for the occasion. But maybe I just need to stay dressed for the occasion. I think that's what it is.
I seen a post on Pinterest. It said, dress like you're already famous. So, I literally seen that last night or earlier today. I think it was earlier today. But it came at the right time because I don't even know why I be doing this to myself. Like, I need to go places. I'm going to be like, hey, yo, we got to take a picture. Like, in my mind, before I leave, I'm like, yo, we got to take a picture so I could
prepare yourself.
Yeah.
But even with the dress like you're already a celebrity thing, if I'm a celebrity, but I decided to just go to my grandmother's house, that doesn't mean I needed to. I still might be in regular stuff.
Yeah, you could be in regular stuff, but
how you put the regular together.
You got a point.
And it's like the little things. So it's like, I could be wearing sweatpants, but the sweatpants sock, shoe, bless you.
Thank you.
The Lord blesses you.
Thank you.
The sweatpants sock shoe combination, they like, it looks good. It looked like a fresh pair of sweatpants. It's not just these my painting pants or my I play with my dog in these pants type of thing.
But I also feel like there's a, for the painting pants, I'm not gonna speak for any other kind of pants, there's a way to finesse the painting pants so it looks intentionally messy.
Yeah.
So you look like I just my bad, I was in the middle of doing painting. I was in the middle of doing an immaculate piece of work, and you know, I just happened to stop by to grace you guys with my presence. But I feel you, because a lot of the stuff I've had, especially you just getting the leisure clothes, like having nice looking leisure clothes,
yeah, I want
good thing, because most people don't have the nice, at least I'm not gonna say most people, I don't have a lot of nice looking leisure clothes in anymore that fit.
In my opinion, I don't even really got too many nice clothes.
Nice
anymore.
Looking nice clothes. Yeah, my nice clothes don't fit.
My nice clothes is only suits. Like, I don't got no nice regular clothes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't look at my suits. Nah. When I went back and looked, I was looking a little Steve Harvey. I was like, this didn't look Steve Harvey last time I wore this.
Right.
This ain't look Steve Harvey in 2005.
I'm saying. I was looking like James Bond initially. You know what I'm saying? Now, how did I go from James to Steve? That's not a good transition.
I will say, kind of shifting gears a little bit, is just making sure, like, you also got to find the right person to take the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the value of your friendship sometimes depends on the quality of the picture that you just took of me. Because if you taking this picture, if the sun ain't in your eyes and you just took this crazy looking picture of me, then I know you don't care about me. And then if I could go and have somebody else just like right after you, like, can you actually take these pictures for me? And the pictures come out fire. We need to talk.
Right. And if the sun is in your eyes and you still take my picture, you're disrespectful,
like,
because the light
something.
Is not on me. I like, this is about to be a silhouette.
I was gonna say, in defense of the people, I used to be a bad friend picture taker, but it was also because I was nervous, right? And it was like, I didn't know what you were looking for, because like, for me, I'm judging my pictures all the time. So like, when I'm looking at your picture, I'm like, the things that I may find for me personally that I may find like, I don't like that, you may be like, oh, that was fire. So that, and that's happened to me before. But I've also taken a picture like, Don't forget your 3-point. I took a bad picture of my cousin one time. I'm sorry. We was singing it and we was kind of in a rush and she was standing. I wasn't paying attention to like how she was standing, right? So because of where she was standing, it looked like she only had one leg. So I didn't notice it until she was like, "I only got one leg." I was like, "Oh, wait, what?" I was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." I was.
Oh, she would have posted that. Yeah. Like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Man. I hope everything's okay."
I'm like, "What?" But go ahead.
I was just gonna say, it's not even just that. Like, if you look at this picture and you know it's a bad quality picture, but I just took some fire pictures of you, then I need you to, you know when it's a bad picture. Mm-hmm. It's like blurry. Like, I'm a silhouette in it. You saw this and you handed me my phone and said, "This is good, right?"
What if they was nervous? What if
they thinking
that? That's what I'm saying. Something.
Yeah, but no, I'm sitting. That's what I'm saying. It's sitting like, whoo. It's like, all right, let's.
Then tell
you got
me.
The iPhone Plus and they got little hands.
Then say something to me so that I can get somebody else to take the picture. Like,
yeah. But it might be a little bit of pressure. You know, you just took the fire picture. I want to reciprocate, but for whatever reason, I'm like, ah.
I would rather you just tell me that you're not going to take a picture, so I can find somebody else to take my picture, or I could do a selfie.
This conversation made me think of, it was like, I'm going to say back in the day, but years ago, when it was like, you got to find you a good friend who to know how to take your picture. In one of the videos that I seen, I feel like I was on Twitter or something, the dude was on top of the, like, on top of the door.
I seen that,
and
too.
And it was, like, getting the angle from the top. And I was like, that's fire. But, yeah, this conversation made me think that.
Yeah, I mean, I do think, when you said generational curses, this is not what I thought.
Yeah, that's why I laughed when he told me earlier. I was like, yeah, that's good.
But
I like that.
This is why I told you not to tell me earlier, because I didn't know what you was about to say.
And I say it's generational curses because this is not my demon. I just feel like I'm the person that has the capability of breaking this pattern because it's a pattern. Like I've seen pictures.
But I think that we did break the pattern in Miami.
Yes, we did.
Okay?
Yeah.
But now we have to create the new pattern. That's the problem. Yeah. We broke the pattern. We all look great. We broke it. We broke through, the chains, took a fire, multiple fire pictures, so much so that I paid the photographer so that we could have the pictures.
Mind you, this was a random person that just saw us at a restaurant. Would you like to take a photo? Yeah, absolutely.
This was the first time, and I don't know how long, everybody...
Beautiful.
Like, everybody had a nice looking fit on. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like, even if the fit wasn't the greatest, the clothes was iron.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Everybody had a line up, hair done.
Skin looking immaculate.
Yeah.
We got a nice ambiance, the vibes. Everybody smiling, happy, good mood. I'm like, wow, that is good. We need to do that more often.
We were ready to take pictures. Yeah. But now we gotta continue to do that.
And also, it was a good photographer behind the camera as well.
But I also think that there was the bigger part of it is everybody was prepared to be outside. Everybody was dressed for an occasion. Or like, I'll speak for myself, when I was picking out my outfits, like, all right, every day I'm like, this is the outfit I'm gonna wear, this one, I'm gonna rock this, so that just in case, like, so that I felt good where I was gonna be at, wherever we was at. And I think a lot of the pictures that I've taken with my family, with you guys, right? It'll be like, I happened to go somewhere I didn't imagine a picture being taken at all. I was imagining just being in the moment.
Yeah.
And I didn't imagine, like, hey, somebody should, let's capture this real quick. Wasn't thinking about that at all. Because if I was thinking about that, this whole fit would have been thrown away. Like, what?
Well, you know, the prophets in Vogue said, free your mind, and the rest will follow. Mm. So you got to free your mind so that you could be like, hey, am I going to take a picture today?
My mama ain't that wrong.
If I took a picture today, would I like what I saw? Or would I want to throw it away?
Mm-mm-mm.
And that is how you break that generational curse.
Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's that collection plate.
Word. So a seed below. No, that is a good point. Like, I don't, if I'm going home or like somewhere that's super familiar, a lot of times I don't think like, hey, if somebody, and I'll be knowing people, somebody's gonna take a picture. Mom mm-hmm. be trying to take screenshots of me on FaceTime with her.
Mm-hmm. Like, didn't you just tell me, what am I doing with my hair?
Right.
My mother do that too. She be like, I just took a screenshot of you. For what?
Why? My mom don't tell us though. We'll just go home and see our big old face on her screensaver, on her home screen or her lock screen. And we just be like, when did you take this?
Why did you take
this? I said, I'm eating food in this frame.
Right.
This isn't even, the lighting is terrible.
Also, I'm here. We can take a picture together. Like, I can send you a picture.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't usually go to every place with the mind frame of like, is somebody possibly going to take a picture? Mm-hmm. Or if a picture was taken of me, do I feel like I'll feel good about that picture, like how I look in that picture?
Yeah, I was gonna say, to be honest, and this is a little bit of a wild statement, but I don't even be going places being prepared to be seen.
Facts.
Like I, in my mind, I'm going there and I'm showing up, I'm doing what I needed to do, and I'm out. I'm not going there mentally thinking that someone's gonna actually see me. That sounds crazy because I'm leaving the house.
But then the wild thing is when you go places looking to be seen or like thinking people gonna see you, don't nobody see you or notice you. But it'd be like when you, it's like when girls be going out or they be like coming back from the gym and then like dudes want to talk to them mm-hmm. once they, like they don't feel like they looking their best. They just got regular like sweatpants on, or I'm just going to run errands. I wasn't even supposed to be out here today or mm-hmm. out here this long. And it just be like, now you want to talk to me? Mm-hmm. But when I actually put forth some effort into coming outside, I was invisible.
Yeah.
Or maybe I looked too good that it was intimidating to be spoken to or approached or anything.
I don't know about all that, but I do say that's accurate. I mean, but I think the key is to just whatever.
Care, but not too much.
Care, but not
too much. Well, I mean, yes, but I was also going to say, like, whatever you're wearing, you should just feel good in it. Mm. Like, I think that's, like, the key, regardless of if it's sweatpants or if you're dressed up or whatever. Like, if you feel good in this and you feel like you are, like, presentable how you want to be presented that day in that moment, whatever it looks like. Because, I mean, I be wearing sweatpants all the time.
You got some good quality sweatpants, some of them. Mm.
I had to say to some of them.
He said I had to make sure you knew it's not.
Right,
it's not
the
all.
In the
you, can't,
house.
You can't just bring but, all of them out.
So,
are
like, good
the ones
quality.
You got on now, it's good quality sweatpants.
But like I know which ones I will feel good like wearing outside in versus like which ones I'll be like, ah, dang, I shouldn't have wore this type of thing. So even like if you running errands, like not that you gotta dress up or anything, but like maybe not wear the sweatpants that got the holes in it.
What if all your sweatpants got holes in?
Then it better be a fashion statement.
Word.
You know, but
all
mean,
my sweatpants don't got holes in them. Y'all just ask for the people who got holes.
Man, all you gotta do is go out there and tell them that you have distressed sweatpants.
Come on, distressed.
Or be like
throw a little bleach on
change.
That thing. No, not spare
not
change.
Not spare change.
Not spare change.
I'm trying to get some new sweatpants.
But I was going to say, in the spirit of going places and, you know, making sure you still feel confident in whatever it is, right? Sometimes it doesn't work, right? Perfect example. One of the times I went into this building and it was security. Now, underneath this hat that I have on. Right. I have this hat on. My hair is not done at all. Right. I never planned on taking this hat off. I had no intention. I'm like, listen, I'm going to put the hat on, put the hood over the hat. So I'm not even enticed to accidentally take it off. Right. I get there. They're like, hey, if you could just put this through here. Actually, we don't need you to take your hat off. I'm like, when I tell you, mind you, I was already in a rush because I'm trying to get in, get out. And I'm like, I'll take my hat. I took it off. I looked like I had got struck by lightning while reading the newspaper. It was crazy. And all the person did, they just looked at me And they said, you can put your hat back on. And the whole time I'm thinking, this will never happen again. Why did I let myself? I felt great when I left. I was like, okay, I got the fittest together. Once the hat came off, I was like, why did I do this to myself? And that's really the question that I have. Why do we do this to ourselves?
I don't know. I mean, sometimes, I don't know. I think it's like, sometimes it just be like, I don't want to put that much effort into whatever. But I think it, at a certain point now, at this age, it's like, well, I want my leisure stuff to be just as good quality as my non-leisure stuff. So that, and also, my hair is short now. So, like, either I got to put on a head wrap or I have to do my hair. And, like, I be trying to make sure my hair at least looks presentable. For me personally, I know if my hair isn't done a lot of times, I don't feel that confident in myself. Or I don't feel like I'm at my best. So that's something that I personally pay attention to. Why we do this to ourselves? Sometimes we be being lazy. And just don't feel like, I won't even say lazy. Sometimes we just don't feel like doing the extra stuff to...
I feel you.
Or sometimes we don't have time.
Yeah, because sometimes I'm just running to the store and not expecting to see somebody that I haven't seen and blah, blah.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially not out here. I don't expect to see nobody. So if I run into somebody out here, I'll be like, oh.
My goodness. I actually was like, you in a hurry? Nah, I mean, yeah, but you know, I'm here. I just...
You wasn't supposed to see me like this.
Yeah, but now it's done. It's not happening no more.
Nobody's supposed to be here.
But yeah, I think the key is just like literally, the key to breaking this generational curse and to like creating the new pattern is literally to just make sure whenever I step out of the house, I feel good. Whether I'm thinking, if somebody takes a picture of me, will I like what I see or not? Whether that's the thought process or not, it's like, do I feel good, like, completely about me, how I look, how I feel, whatever, and then leave the house? Because I could be wearing something dusty but still take a fire picture, but that depends on how I feel about me. So I think that's what matters.
Yeah, that's why I need a full body mirror. So I could look at how I look before I leave, and I could practice my poses in the mirror.
Pose, pose, pose.
Oh wait, y'all ain't gonna catch me slipping no more.
Yeah, nah, no more slipping. These shoes is slip resistant. Y'all will never catch me. Not again. Not again.
No, but what generational curse you trying to break?
You know, I haven't given it much thought yet.
Well, she hasn't.
Yeah, I know. That's why she threw it to me. I was hoping I had a little bit more time to gather myself.
All right, one generational curse that I'm trying to break is eating healthy food that's flavorful.
So not eating
nasty healthy food, I guess. I don't know. Like the vegetables, season your vegetables. Mm-hmm. I thought you was about to get up. I don't know why. But like the stigma, the generational curse of not really knowing how to make the vegetables, so then people don't really want to eat the vegetables. But you think that the vegetable is nasty when it's like you just ain't season it or cook it right.
Or clean it right.
That's why it's still tasting like grass.
Because it's still grass.
You ain't clean it.
You took it straight from the soil. You didn't even do nothing with this.
Like, you ain't get them seasonings. You ain't like, but yeah, I think that's a generational curse that I'm trying to break, because I like the greens. And I also didn't know, I guess, as many vegetables as there were. But, like, I'm a strong advocate for just because it's healthy doesn't mean that it has to be nasty. Like, it don't gotta be plain. It don't gotta be bland. That's the word I was looking for. So I think that's the generational curse. Because also, I'm too old to not be eating vegetables. So, I'm going to eat these things, and they're going to be good.
And also with making vegetables, you can season them a certain way so they complement whatever else is on your plate. So it don't got to be the same seasonings every time. You can season it this specific way when you're eating this specific meal. It's like, and it's like,
tailor it to your meal. It's like everything
diversified
else.
Vibes.
Diversify your plate.
Diversify your palate.
Diversify your mind.
Diversify your life.
Diversify you.
Diversify or die.
I don't know. It was like good, but it was also a lot. I won't say too much,
but yeah, that was powerful. Like,
yeah.
Diversify or die. Ooh. That's a lot of pressure. Ooh. Ooh, it's pressure.
But yeah, yeah, I think that's the generational curse that I'm like, you know what? Life don't gotta be like this. That's what I feel like. Cause when I go home and eat some greens, it's not even like the greens be nasty. I don't cook the same now.
Put them greens on low.
Let it simmer. Give me a little crunch. Give me a little.
Oh man! But why? You know, I guess I know that's why it's a thing. But like, I guess how all of the healthy stuff is presented. Like, if it's healthy, it has to. You have to do nothing to it.
Yeah, you got to eat it raw and like, and no seasoning and just like plain.
But the wild thing is, the proper, like, the actual seasonings are healthy. Like, if we take away the process and all that, like the process stuff, but like the herbs and seasonings, like they're actually healthy. Like they're good for you.
The herbs.
So like,
it makes sense
to season
your plants with plants.
Yeah.
That's all you gotta do. Just season your plants with your plants.
You just gotta know what seasonings to use too. But you won't know till you just start trying stuff, honestly. So, but also, like, no more Lowry's. I know.
We gotta find some new seasonings.
Yeah, cause I mean, I can't, hands swelling and stuff like that from the Lowry's. Not okay. That Lowry's got y'all in the chokehold, and I'm here to tell you, God wants better for you.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how I feel about the mushy foods, but I know I'm going down this hill by myself.
Yeah,
I'm gonna live on this hill by myself. Yeah. Pardon me.
More lemon meringue pie for us.
Right. He don't like mushy food, y'all.
Yeah,
so.
Nah, the mush gotta go.
Wanna make sweet potatoes too?
Yeah, we can do like sweet potatoes. No mac and cheese, we do the mac and cheese, then you gonna want some.
Sweet potato. That's baked sweet potato, and then you could just take the skin off and mash it up.
Single serving.
It's crazy that y'all can be this disrespectful to my face. That's crazy.
Happy birthday!
Oh man.
Oh, but yeah, like I just even just thinking about like making. Well, now I know how to make like jicama and seasoning the sweet potatoes and all of that stuff. Realizing I don't got to put Lowry's on everything also. I don't use Lowry's at all.
Realizing that Lowry's is just all the seasonings
put together. We could have made this. Why am I paying for this big old bottle when I could just put this together? Definitely is fear factor because it's not just them seasonings. There's other stuff in there. It's definitely other stuff in there. Got to be. But if you go on Pinterest and you Google how to make a Lowry's copycat, you can make a healthier version and know what's in there.
Yeah, that's good, man.
But I also feel like so yeah, there's a huge stigma on eating healthier, meaning that it's going to be nasty. And I mean, in the past, I understand why, but when I'm cooking, like if I'm cooking my own food, I want to cook my food how I want to eat it. So I'm not going to sit through a bland meal because then I'm just going to be pissed at myself.
Where are you going? That's how I felt about my oatmeal. I ain't put enough salt today because yesterday
I put too much salt.
So I was just like, and I was like.
Nah, I got you hesitating.
Like I smelled it. And I'm like, I know it's missing salt. But I don't want to add more salt because this is Celtic salt. And if I go over,
it's no going back.
I'm like, but this is...
Yeah, that's why I use the pinch salt method, because if I use the pick up and drop method,
pick up and kill it.
You know what I'm saying? If I just use that method, we gonna be eating a
salt sandwich.
Yeah, a salt meal with a side of food. So
I interchange. And that's why sometimes I use too much salt and sometimes I don't. It depends on how I'm feeling.
Man.
I'm working on it.
Yeah. I finally thought of a generational curse that I'm...
Okay.
Word. Now, mind you, I'm still battling. I'm still struggling with this generational curse.
Or AA meeting.
But just family of bad taxes.
Mm. Oh, wow. Yes.
Just, you know, I thought it was just me trying to respond in a timely manner. I try. Right? I try my best. Sometimes I'll get to type in the message, and halfway through me typing the message, I'm like, all right, word. Something distract me, or I might finish the message, forget to hit send. Now the message is sitting there, it's perfectly written, immaculately written. I just didn't hit the send button, and now I look bad because I took 5 to 7 business days to respond to
a text message.
Yeah, and I'd be like,
how you do one thing, how you do everything.
What does that say for your pictures?
Oh, I gotta do better. I gotta take more care, more pride in myself, and then that will spill,
start spilling out the bowl
into other areas of my life, other avenues, creative avenues, mm-hmm. endeavors, just life in general. It's gonna be a lot more pleasant of a time and experience. I just want that siren to go past. That siren was for confirmation. Because if you knew better.
You knew better.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a generational curse that needs to be broken.
Yeah.
We're not in family. I think it's rubbing off on me, too. I'll be like.
You don't even be having your phone on you half the time.
It's the do not disturb feature.
Yeah.
Because, like, my phone don't typically ring. So it's like, what do I need a phone for?
See, I'm not using it to call people or to text people. So, well, I might as well just
leave it upstairs.
I have a laptop. I can do pretty much everything else from a laptop.
Girl, hit me in my email.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? 5 to 7 business days don't seem so bad in the email.
Right.
It look a little worse in the text message.
This is how I know it don't got nothing to do with anything but emails. One time I told somebody I was going to slide in their email. Like, what's your email address?
What was their response?
None. I knew them, so they laughed.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't like a random person, but.
I just like. I hope HR doesn't this have anything to say about this.
The wild thing is, I was at work.
Please don't report me to HR, but you look immaculate today. Oh, man.
That's wild. You're funny.
But yeah, I think. That's definitely my generational curse that I'm fighting. It's crazy. It's not even just my family. It's my friends. Like, I text one of my friends about the computer. I text him about the computer. He didn't respond to me for about 5 days, right? But I text him immediately after he texted me. It was like, because I saw the message. I saw him typing. He stopped. And then I didn't get the message. He didn't respond back for 5 days. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. And then he asked me a question, and I will respond. Nothing.
So it's just like a community of bad
texts. Yeah, yeah. I swear, it's not intentional. I know he don't mean nothing by it. I didn't even really care. But I was just like, wow.
Like, I expected it.
Yeah. I was just like, wow, this is... Wow, it's not just me. I thought I was...
Oh, that's bad.
But it's like, listen, if you really need something...
You'll call.
Of course.
Or you'll find somebody else to help you.
So it's like, that's used to be my favorite phrase. What would you do if I wasn't here? Why don't you go ahead and do that then?
Do you actually be saying that to people?
I haven't said that in a long time.
Oh.
There was a time where I was a little bit more blunt. Offensive. But I'm reformed now.
I'm going to use that. I'm going to say that to people.
Word. It doesn't always land the best.
I'm going to fix it up. I'm going to use a different inflection. So what would you have done if I wasn't here?
That's good. That's good. It's like you asking the question, like with a question. It's not like, so what you, it's not aggressive. It's like, I'm just like, it's curious. It's like, I just want to know. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not saying, like, hearing it like that, it's like, you're not telling me to go do what I would do if you weren't here, but you're just like curious.
Yeah, like, you know? What would you
so if you wasn't here, I would have, and then you're like,
why don't you do that? That's like, a great idea.
You got me.
That is a great idea. You should definitely do that.
I think I used to leave the second half of the question off. I think I used to be like, so what would you do if I wasn't here? And then let them stew on it and let it sizzle in their spirit. I'm like, word.
Well, get off.
But now at this point, it's like, I don't have to ask because I wasn't there. So, it's like, what would you do?
I asked enough times that now they don't even call me.
Yeah, it's like, what would you do? What would you do if I wasn't there? Well, clearly, you're doing it because I'm not there.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Good stuff. Like, I'm definitely going to try that. I don't know who I'm going to try it on, but at some point.
Just don't try that on me.
I am.
That's all I ask.
This is going to be the first person I try it on. You can't find something? What would you have done if I wasn't here?
You definitely asked me that before.
I did!
Yeah.
Okay, you making bread today?
What would you have done if I wasn't here?
I was like,
not eat.
Not have made bread.
I would have fasted until dinner time.
Then he gonna get all the calls like, it's not healthy for you. I need you to.
I need you to eat. Oh man, that is too funny. Dang, bad texting, bad pictures, bad vegetables.
Just a lump of bad.
We breaking generational curses, y'all.
Yeah. I've been doing my part, at least in my texting.
You
I've
have gotten a lot better
now, sometimes
than
I forget. Or it's even more work for me to, like, especially if y'all are texting while I'm driving. The amount of effort it takes me to stop to try and type out the message. Plus I'm not the fastest texter in the world. So I'll be in the middle of typing my message. Y'all have already put up four new messages in the chat. I don't really feel like going back and responding to the one message. I know we can do that. I don't feel like doing it most times.
Why don't you send voice notes?
I hate voice notes. Like, they be convenient, but it's just like, it's a certain length.
But you can do
it
talk to
text. If it's like a quick little 30 second, cool. And I don't always be in spaces where, like, I don't always have my headphones, and I don't always be in spaces. Well, I'm talking about, like, getting voice messages. Mm. I don't always be in spaces to listen out loud, and I'm like, y'all need to know this.
Well, now they got the little transcription thing when you send it, so you can read it. It might not be accurate, but you can guess what they actually said until you can listen.
Yeah, I don't need to send voice notes.
Or you can do the talk to text thing. Sometimes that be wrong too. I be trying to be like, send, go here, period. And then it writes out period. And then I gotta erase it. And I'm like, how do I get it to punctuate? I'll figure it out one day, guys. If you have any tips, comment below.
Please.
But, yeah.
I don't hate audio messages, but they've been inconvenient as of late.
Yeah, I mean,
actually, it's because I'll be tired and I don't be wanting to hear
nobody talk. I mean, in a similar space, I don't want to send most of the voice notes, because one, maybe I have PTSD. One of the times I was trying to send a voice note on to somebody on Instagram, I thought I was going to be able to fix it, right? So I'm fumbling through. I said it again. I was like, that's not what I meant. And I said it again, and then it sent, and I was like, oh, my bad. I was trying to fix it. I don't know what was going on. I was stuttering. I just felt stupid. So ever since then, I've been a little bit weary. I know it's going to give me a little prompt on the, not a prompt, but like a little, whether or not I want to revise it before I send. But ever since that happened.
When?
On your phone?
They don't let you revise it.
No. So as soon as you let go, it just
it asks you if you want to send it or exit out.
Oh, that's what I meant. Yeah, that's what I meant. So when I was on Instagram, it didn't give me an option to exit out. It just as soon as I let go of the record, I'm like, whoa, I didn't ask. Wait, you didn't even let me proofread this.
I'd be like, unsend. Listen.
Yeah, I don't. And then now you got audio of me stuttering. I don't need you to have that.
That's funny. I haven't done that. I do know my phone sometimes be randomly, I guess, pressing the audio message button. So then it'd be recording me like trying to get out of the message, and I'd be like, yo, what is happening?
Yeah, that's
so
happened to me.
It happened a couple times, and then I'd be like, I'm glad I wasn't talking about nobody. Yeah. Like, dang.
I'd be thinking that too. I'm like, I'm glad I wasn't talking to nobody. I'm glad I wasn't on the toilet or something right. crazy. That'd be wild.
Just all you hear is this. Like, how did this button even get pressed?
In my pocket.
Nah, it'd be in my hand, but it's like,
oh, okay.
I just swiped out of this. Why is it now recording something? Like, yeah. It'd be weird, so.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? It probably happens to me in my pocket. Sometimes I forget to lock my phone.
Yeah, you do that.
Oh, wow.
I mean, sometimes I have other thoughts.
This is why he's a bad texter. Yeah, it all connects.
If you have other thoughts, I'd be like, wow, I should probably go check the food. Boop. Put that down real quick, that's it, and I'll just be moving. Sometimes I just forget to hit the send button.
Do better.
Yep.
I mean, you've definitely got a lot better over the past 8 years.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, but when I knew it was a family thing was when I was texting my aunt. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh my goodness, I thought I told you this 5 days ago. And I was like, wow, you know what's crazy? I actually was supposed to tell you that it was fine 4 days ago. So I that was my bad. And I was like, you know what? We are related. Wow. I feel less alone in this world. Thank God.
Oh, man. That's too funny. Do y'all have any other generational curses that y'all are working to break?
G-Unit.
Not no laughable ones right now.
Where everything else get required therapy.
Oh,
mine don't.
Okay, you know I don't got no room to talk. Y'all heard my attachment style, so you know ours is different. So maybe he don't need therapy. Maybe it's just me.
It might not even need therapy. It just requires me to actually do a lot of work. Soul work.
Healing.
Yeah, what I was thinking about, it was just the art of communication, effective communication. I don't need therapy for that.
We'll talk about that on another pod. We will talk about that on another pod.
I'm not anti-therapy, but I don't.
I'm saying, I was thinking therapy could help with that. It definitely actually could help with that.
I mean, the whole point of therapy is communication.
Oh, honestly. But that's another episode. That'll be the serious generational curses episode.
Yeah. So if you want to go back and look, we'll have the funny one.
And we'll have the serious one. Yeah.
I was serious though.
Yeah, we know you were serious, but that's another episode.
Yeah, that's for the serious episode.
I was talking about my picture.
Oh, no, we're seriously trying to break these curses,
yeah.
But they're not as, like, I don't have to heal from trauma to break this. I guess I do a little bit, actually. Now I'm thinking about it. It all goes back to your childhood. Mm-hmm. I grew up like this. Trauma. Hey. You want to sing it? Breeze, sing it.
Trauma. I was gonna come in too early, so, and then y'all said it, and I was like, that didn't sound right, but it sounded right. Yeah. Trauma.
But
traumatized. Mama cry.
Do y'all have any final thoughts on the generational curses that we talked about today? About food, about pictures, or about texting, or anything else?
What's y'all generational curses that y'all are breaking?
I have none. That's what you were asking.
I was talking
asking.
To the people of America.
No, he was talking to me. He don't got none, but... Yeah, let us know. What are y'all generational curses that you're breaking? Whether they are serious, like super serious, or if they're a little bit more lighthearted, like some of the ones that we discussed today. We're all learning to adult and heal together. So comment below, let us know. I'm sure we can definitely relate. In the meantime, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Also, if you want to watch this podcast live and early, you can join the good people of the Gray Area in our Patreon for the low, low price of $3 a month. You can get access to this podcast as well as behind-the-scenes content for Love the Creative Black Woman, which is my series, my podcast that I'm doing, as well as other behind-the-scenes content that we have for you guys. So, like I said, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. We will see you guys next week. Bye!
Adios!
Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself! Know your worth! Jukebox, hit me with another jam!
Get on my face! Get on my motherfucking face!
Please.
Push the goddamn button!